This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and it's that time of the week. We're joined once again by the Executive Director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat. Good to see you again, sir.
Good to be here, and you know, it is that time of year, not only the holiday season, but the season when all the great movies come out looking for awards. And this week is particularly rich with new films that are opening and a lot of films that have gotten great reviews already.
The theaters will be filled, that is to be certain. So what are the highlights?
Well, opening yesterday, actually, on Wednesday, was Mary Poppins Returns. And this film has gotten a very, very solid critic consensus. Rob Marshall directed it. It stars Emily Blunt, and it's got a great cast. It's a very significant and well-done riff on the original Mary Poppins movies and their Mary Poppins stories.
But it's not a redo. It's a sequel, right?
It is a sequel, yes. So the little children in the original movies are now adults, and the boy, his wife has just passed away, and he has three children, and he's living with his sister, who was the little girl in the original. And they're struggling a little bit, trying to make the mortgage at their Cherry Tree Lane house.
Might need a little help from somebody.
That's right, and Mary Poppins comes back. And so Lin-Manuel Miranda is also the magical chimney sweep miscellaneous guy, and he's an amazing guy all by himself with Hamilton and all the great work that he's done in the musical theater. So anyway, great cast, solid script. Disney spent a lot of time and effort on this. And
I hear there's a great
off.
Cameo from Dick Van Dyke.
That's right. There is a cameo from Dick Van Dyke, and he even dances, and he's
He's 93, I think.
He's getting up there quite a bit.
He's in way better shape than I am.
Yeah, he's a very, very agile guy. And then opening today is Mary, Queen of Scots. So I like to think of, we have two Marys and a Veep opening this week. Mary Poppins, Mary, Queen of Scots, and Vice, which is about Dick Cheney. But Mary, Queen of Scots has a great cast. It says Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. Saoirse Ronan plays Mary, Queen of Scots, and Margot Robbie plays Elizabeth I, and they are rivals in life in about every possible way, with Mary, Queen of Scots, played by Saoirse Ronan, trying to essentially depose Queen Elizabeth from her throne. It's based on history, but it is a very loose interpretation of history by two outstanding actresses, Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. Another film that's full of great performances has Christian Bale starring as Dick Cheney.
And he's almost unrecognizable as Christian Bale.
But he looks like Dick Cheney.
He really does.
And Sam Rockwell plays George W. Bush and does a really nice job. And Tyler Perry is Colin Powell. And Steve Carell is Don Rumsfeld. So, anyway.
I can't see him bringing up enough vitriol to fill in that role of Donald Rumsfeld, but it's going to be interesting.
It is. It's. And again, the reviews on this have been strong at the beginning. And it's about the Dick Cheney character essentially cutting a deal to have a more powerful role as vice president than is typical, which is essentially
a ceremony.
Yeah, the
more cynical among us call it the Cheney administration.
Exactly. So anyway, you get behind it. Adam McKay is the writer director of this, and he did some comedies, but he also did The Big Short, which in 2015 was a very insightful movie on the Wall Street debacle. So anyway, this is going to be really interesting, and that opens on Christmas Day, Tuesday the 25th. Tonight is the last night that you can see Roma.
And
which
this is another one that's garnering award recognition.
It is. It's Alphonse Cuarón's movie about his childhood set in Mexico, where he grew up. Again, a lot of positive critical response. We'll see how it does in the rewards, because it is a Netflix film, which is not as fondly thought of as a regular studio film. Continuing downtown is At Eternity's Gates, which is Julian Schnabel's film, the visual artist and filmmaker that stars Willem Dafoe as Vincent van Gogh.
At the very end of his life, right?
At the end of his life. And again, the performances are really great. Got a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival where it premiered, and has gotten good reviews everywhere it's gone. The Favorite, which is this wacky 18th century film about these women, a queen, Queen Anne, and two of her attendants who fight it out for dominance. Great reviews. Again, a very interesting take, a little bit sideways of what you might think of in a historical drama. Got a real contemporary feel to it, but it's gotten great reviews. The audiences are loving it. The Favorite is continuing. Vox Lux is this piece that has a wonderful performance by Natalie Portman as a pop star. She's a 13-year-old musical prodigy who bad things happen to, and then she reemerges as this kind of Lady Gaga kind of star, and a really compelling performance. And again,
and she's becoming one of those generational actors where she's really making an impact.
Yes, and she's a wonderful actress in all kinds of different roles and styles of acting, and she's considered this to be her best role. It also stars Jude Law. And then The Green Book is a film with two great performances by Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali as a Italian-American guy who's this uneducated bar bouncer guy and this very erudite, well-educated musician, Dr. Don Shirley, on a tour of the South, and this African-American musician and this Italian-American guy are quite, they have quite a bit of conflict at the beginning of the movie, but it's interesting how their relationship develops, and the performances are just outstanding. Almost everybody that goes to The Green Book really
likes
it.
When you have two actors that can essentially put themselves in a closed confines of a vehicle and entertain you for an hour and a half, that's pretty spectacular performances.
Absolutely. And we're also have a few more screenings of Mirai, which is this Japanese anime film that's been playing and has had good audiences. Now, opening at the multiplex are some very interesting films. Aquaman, which is the gigantic special effects film that stars Jason Momoa as Aquaman. Nicole Kidman also has a role. Willem Dafoe, not as as Gauguin, or as Van Gogh in Aquaman, it's if you're looking for a big superhero comic book movie, this is the one to go to this week.
And I'm not familiar with the comic books or the character Aquaman all that much, but the images that I remember from a childhood where he was kind of this clean-cut blonde-looking guy, and the guy that Jason Momoa seems to be playing are entirely different. It'll be interesting to see if the story and the kind of character representation takes a change as well.
Yeah, it's true. I haven't seen the film, so if people can be the judge, but it is it's gotten some pretty good early reviews.
You Bumble. Are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins. And tell me a little bit about Bumblebee.
Well, Bumblebee is part of the Transformer franchise, but this is a prequel, and although most of the Transformer films get terrible reviews.
They do
gangbusters at the box office. And this film has gotten pretty good reviews. Bumblebee is a Transformer who lives its life as a 1987, set in 1987, but it's as a Volkswagen Bug Beetle. And again, it's gotten pretty good reviews. And then Welcome to Marwen.
Now, this I'm looking forward to because this is another Steve Carell film where he does not so much a comedic turn, but something really serious.
That's right. This is based on a real occurrence, and Mark Hogenkamp is a relatively young adult that gets literally beaten to a pulp to the point that he loses all of his memory. And as part of his recovery, he builds this town, this World War II town, that he populates with dolls that come to life in his imagination. And it really helps him connect back with the world and back with himself. And the women, the characters that are in this town that he's created are folks that represent the women in his life that have helped bring him back to a place of he was beaten so badly they thought he would die.
He wasn't going to live, right?
But a caretaker and a neighbor and a friend create these characters that help him rebuild his life. It's directed by Robert Zemeckis, and Steve Carell is such a wonderfully compelling mm-hmm. actor. And this is a combination of performance and then special effects, because these dolls come to life, these G.I. Joe kind of Barbie dolls. Miles come to life with the characters' faces, like Steve Carell's face and the other women that portray the key characters on that.
Well, I think just based on the trailers, Steve Carell in and of himself is compelling enough for reason to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the last film is not a well-reviewed film. It stars J-Lo, and she's
right.
It's kind of a riff on Made in Manhattan or Working Girl. She's a 40-year-old woman struggling with the frustrations of unfulfilled dreams. There's three different stories that are woven together, directed by Peter Segal, and not such good reviews on Second Act. But there's lots to see out there, so you don't have to go to that film.
You can go
to Mary Poppins or Mary Queen of Scots or Vice or one of the other great films that are out there.
And she certainly has a built-in fan base, so she's going to do just fine, I'm sure.
I think you're right.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, the last before the Christmas holiday. So from us to you, enjoy. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, and happy holidays from Hollywood.